Father's Day is soon. Eddie's dad lives in Ontario.
And Reader is old enough to be Eddie's dad.
Good morning, Reader.
Good morning, Eddie Q. How are you doing today?
I'm feeling a lot better compared to yesterday.
You're not sneezing or stuffed up?
The instant that I arrived home, I popped myself a little bit of an allergy pill, and it kicked in right away pretty much, but it still took a while for me to get feeling back in my nose. I was sneezing so much that, you know, when you get sick and you try to smell and everything just smells a little bit weird because that's what it was because I kept sneezing. But after about an hour, it finally went away. The headache I had from sneezing finally went away as well.
Good.
Yeah, it was quite a nightmare that I had. If only I had a couple of allergy pills that I just kept in the studio.
There you go.
That way, next time I get a reaction, that's what I'm going to do.
Next time you're at the drugstore, just pick yourself up an extra pack of them and keep them here. Keep them in your office desk.
Just like how you prepare a lot of the stuff at your office desk as well.
It's handy.
It's good for emergencies.
Reader will get some beach time this summer.
You won't see him at a nude beach, though. Fox FM.
Have you ever woken up and thought that you overslept and you were late to something?
Oh, yeah.
It happened to me last night.
Really?
So I was asleep, and I wake up to my phone vibrating, and I thought it was my alarm going off, so I was like, oh, okay. So then I check my phone, 9:30. I was like, no way I slept until 9:30 in the morning. and then it was a buddy of mine who was calling me. That's what was my vibrating. That's what my phone was vibrating for. It wasn't my alarm. And then he messages me. He's like, oh, sorry, I forgot that you work early in the morning. I'll call you next time. I was like, oh, I looked out the window, still dark outside. Because I still wasn't convinced. I was like, is it 9:30 in the morning right now?
See, I only really ever run into that in wintertime because there's so much dark. You know, late in the afternoon, it's dark until, you know, fairly later on into the morning. So that's when it only really happens to me, when I have that confusion when it was dark when I fell asleep and dark when I wake up.
Yeah, because you can't tell.
Yeah, but have no fear, because if it were, you know, getting late in the morning and you weren't here, I'd be trying every method I could to get in touch with you.
Yeah, because I was going to say, like, 4 hours after my shift is supposed to start and that's when I wake up feels a little bit more unrealistic, because I don't have that much of a deep sleep. Pretty much anything can wake me up.
But note to self, take the phone off vibrate.
I will probably do that.
Spring cleaning for Fox FM's Eddie Q means clearing the studio of his hair.
Ugh. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Now, I guarantee you within about an hour from now, I'm going to be starving, but I think I can wait until our staff lunch comes in.
Your tummy gets a little rumbly.
Yeah, as a little morning bit goes in the on. Mornings. Yeah. So I'm very, very excited to have some lunch from Joe Beavers today.
That's right. They are looking after us for our staff lunch today. Really looking forward to that. Of course, they got all kinds of great items on the menu, and you never know what they might send us. You know, they always kind of surprise us every time they send us lunch.
Yeah, we're going to share that on our social media pages, though. I had somebody from the Chamber see me at Save On Foods the other day, and she was like, you gotta stop posting pictures of you with the food. It's making me hungry. I'm like, sorry, I can't. So I will be doing the exact same thing later this afternoon. Make sure to hit Joe Beavers up. Check out their menu, joebeavers.com. And they will .ca, thank you. And they will be able to cater for you for a staff lunch or a party, or if you just want to get lunch for yourself or for your family.
Reader's always looking for a way to drop a couple pounds, but his all brisket diet won't do.
I mean, come on, who doesn't love brisket, right?
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Have you ever played Super Mario 64, Reader?
Years and years ago. It was when I was a lot younger. I would have still been in my 20s when that came out.
Man, it was one of the first games. Well, not one of the first games. When we got a Nintendo 64, it was the first game we ever had for it.
Yeah.
And I loved Super Mario 64. So on my YouTube feed, I had to click this. Linkin Park Hybrid Theory album with the Super Mario 64 sound font, which is like 16, 32-bit music, but it's Linkin Park. And I found In the End from it. So everybody has to take a listen to this. It doesn't even matter.
It sounds like it would go very well with like a classic side-scrolling game on the Nintendo where you're just going through the streets of a town, like beating people up.
100%.
And you have to like clear this part of it before you can advance and go further in the level.
They could make it like a Linkin Park game where you have like the members of Linkin Park, like Mike Shinoda, would just like start fighting everybody. Man, I had to see that, and it really brought back memories because of the 2000s Linkin Park and the 2000s Super Mario 64.
Fox FM's Eddie Q is more than just a guy on the radio. He's also... that's just about it.
It's more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Last night you were at your Learn to Run clinic. How has that been going?
It's been going well. It was a warm one last night for sure.
Yeah, I noticed that it did cool off a little bit after we had a little bit of rain yesterday, but it seemed to warm up after that was done. I don't know how it affected you guys.
Oh yeah, by the time we were out on the track there, it was pretty darn warm. I made sure I had a big thing full of ice water just to help keep hydrated and keep cool while we were out on the track. But it was good and got some good running in. Starting to work more running and running for longer stretches of time in.
Yeah, because
now get accustomed to it.
You just finished another week completely because Tuesdays and Thursdays are the run clinics, correct?
Yeah, and we actually get some Saturday assignments, I guess you could call them. Like we get a schedule of all the different things we're doing, and there's actually a Saturday one scheduled each week as well for us to kind of do on our own.
So what are you doing on Saturday for it?
Well, I'd have to have it right in front of me to know. I'm probably going to make it up like Monday because I'm heading out of town today.
Right.
So I likely won't hit the track at all this weekend. But of course, we're always happy to see everyone come out and take part. And there's still time to sign up for the charity road race coming up August 20th. There's the 5K, the 10K, and there's the kids 1K, 1 and 2K, I think.
That's pretty sweet that they can get participating in that.
For sure.
Well. How are you looking forward to the 5K run?
You know what? The longer I do it, the more used to it and
confidence.
More accustomed I get. I'm ready for it. I've done it before, so I know I can do it. It's just getting back into that mode and getting physically ready to do it.
You know what we need to do when you do your 5K? You got to get like a GoPro strapped to your head so we can have Craig POV of you running the 5K.
Oh my gosh.
To document the whole thing.
Oh, boy, that'd be a lot of running. Maybe some swearing. Who knows?
We'll censor that out for everybody.
Reader's dream that someone will call him sir without adding, you're making a scene.
Oh, never. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We got an exciting contest for you starting Monday.
That's
announcement.
Right. Yeah. Of course, Home Hardware presents Thunder in the Parkland. The Truck and Tractor Pull is coming up June 23rd and 24th at the Yorkton Exhibition Grandstand at the Exhibition Grounds. And we want to give you all a chance to win a pair of passes to the show. And what we're doing, it's pretty easy, actually.
Yeah, it's a game of heads or tails.
Yeah.
That's it. So basically, starting Monday, you'll hear that cue to call, and you give us a call. And we'll ask you, do you want to choose heads or tails? And we will flip a coin. If it lands on the side that you call, you instantly win a pair of tickets to Thunder in the Parkland. But if it lands on the other side,
you'll be entered in for a second chance draw to win tickets at the end of the week.
Yeah, so either way, there is a 50-50 chance that you could possibly win. It's pretty sweet. It's all starting on Monday, so make sure to keep your eyes and ears out for those cues to call, and then you might have a chance to flip a coin and win tickets to Thunder in the Parkland. Details at foxfmonline.ca.
Fox FM's Eddie Q and Reader. When the mic is off,
they almost exclusively talk about food.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Yesterday was week 2 of the YBID June Community Days, And I went again, of course. Last week I went to the first one, which was Jamaican theme. And then this week, yesterday, was Vietnamese and Philippines theme, which was just super cool.
And it looked like there were a ton of people out.
Oh my God, it was busy. Yorkton has a really big and very prominent Philippines community, and it was great to see that the local Philippines people, and of course others as well, wanting to explore that culture, check it out. And it was great. We had national anthems play for both countries. We had speakers as well, talking about how Vietnam is, also as well as the Philippines. There was, of course, authentic food, which I ended up trying, noodles and Filipino spring rolls as well. There was amazing dancing and performances going on. It was just a wonderful time, and we got lucky. It started to dry everything up a little bit before everything just started. So
yeah, apparently it rained yesterday afternoon. I had no idea because I slept through it.
it rained for about half an hour. There was a severe thunderstorm warning in effect as well, and then it just passed by, at least in Yorkton, and it was enough to have everything happen without any rain falling on us.
Ah, okay.
So again, really want to give a big thank you to Yorkton Business Improvement District for setting all of this up, all the organizers, everybody who is willing to come and speak and dance and everything else as well.
Yeah, and of course, yesterday it was celebrating the cultures of Vietnam and the Philippines. Coming up this coming Thursday, the 15th, Ukraine.
So make sure to go and check it out. And of course, go to the Yorkton Business Improvement District's website for all the details, or on their Facebook page as well.
Reader can't wait for the fair. Okay, he can't wait for the fair food.
Bring on the elephant ears. Fox FM.
Today we're going to start a new game here on More Morning Show, where every week one of us will play music that we grew up with and the other has to guess both the artist and the title. You get a point for each of them.
And it's, you know, just snippets.
Just snippets, like 5-10 seconds of the song, just so you can understand it and see if you can guess it correctly.
I'm guessing, I don't know. I don't know what to expect.
Well, these are the songs that I have chosen have been big in my time.
Yes.
Some could be a little bit more niche, but they are still very, very popular. Mm-hmm. So we don't know a title for this game yet. Maybe you can help us with it. And of course, you can play. So Raider, are you ready to start?
I'm ready. We'll see if I know anything.
Let's start with song number one.
I have no idea.
All right. Can't guess at all.
I'm not well versed in the world of dubstep.
That is Skrillex, Scary Monsters and Nice Sprites.
That is
one of the very first songs that got Skrillex's career rolling. I was about 13 years old when I heard it. So unfortunately, 0 points. Let's go to song number two. You might recognize this one, actually.
Well, it's Billy Talent.
That's 1 point so far.
You're not going to mess that voice up. That's Billy Talent.
No, very recognizable. Do you know the title of the song?
I'm going to guess Silent Night.
No.
No.
Devil in a Midnight Mass.
Oh, okay.
It was very popular. I saw this video on Much Music when I was a kid. I loved that song. It's one of my favorite songs from Billy Talent. All right, so you got 1 point so far. Let's go to song number three.
This is America, Childish Gambino.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right, you got three points.
Three out of six, yes.
Listen, in college, a 50% gives you a passing grade.
Barely.
So, 3 out of 6 points, I'd say that's a win for you so far. How many did you guess right? You can always give us a text or a call at 306-783-3699, and the next time we will play this game, Reader will be giving me songs that he grew up with.
I'll put you to the test.
Oh, I'm going to lose all of the points for that.
Fox FM's Eddie Q spends more time in the office than at home.
It's the free air conditioning.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
How would you like $5,000... the easy way.
Oh, that would be fantastic. Who couldn't use $5,000 right now?
Cash. We're talking cash. And yes, we are giving away $5,000 cash with 5K the easy way contest. And the way you enter, again, the easy way.
Just keep an eye out for the entry boxes. From now through August, you'll be able to find them at McMunn and Yates Furniture in Yorkton, Darlene Power Sports and Auto in Norquay, Swan Valley Co-op in Swan River, and BG Stationery in Swan River, and you'll be able to enter in there. But there are other ways you can get entered in as well.
Yes, so sometimes here at Fox FM, we will be live on location at certain businesses or events, and we will have an entry ballot box for you to get entered in. All of these businesses that we have mentioned, they just have an entry ballot box to enter your name and everything else in to get entered. Yesterday, Olivia, when she was at City Center Park for June Community Days, that was an opportunity for you to get entered in. Next week, she's going to be there as
same
well.
Same thing. Yeah.
Absolutely.
As well, coming up June 29th at Thirsty Dogs Liquor in Priestville, you'll be able to enter in there as well when Fox FM is live on location. Eddie Q is going
to
be there.
So if you want to find out where we're going to be, make sure to check out our website. Click on that win tab. And the cool thing is, select qualifiers will be invited to a VIP party at the Painted Hand Casino August 31st, and one person at that VIP party will walk away with $5,000.
Who wouldn't love to have $5,000 in your pocket just like that?
I wish I could win that, but I can't. You can, though. So go to our website, foxfmonline.ca, and check it out for all the details.
Reader's become a real chef now.
He's mastered onion rings and chicken balls in his fryer.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
It's Fox FM, and the new Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse is across the Spider-Verse is in theaters today at the Yorkton Tower Theater.
Nice.
I'm so excited. The first one is my favorite Spider-Man movie of all time.
Really?
Oh, yeah. I'm going tomorrow afternoon if it's not full and sold out by then.
Just make sure you get in line early.
Man, I'm going to go and see it, and I'm going to love it.
From Fox FM to the class of 2023.
May your theme be as beautiful as the font it's worded in.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.